I hope you're encouraged. I mean, isn't it an encouraging day to just see what God is doing? I keep on putting it that way. I try to avoid saying, come and see what Langham is doing around the world. Of course, God is using Langham, but really it is his work that we're involved in. And it's also, for me personally, a great joy to be that you've come here, in a sense, to All Souls. I mean, as I said, the clue is in the name, Langham Place, you know, and this is the birthplace of it with John Stott way back in about 1970. And so although, of course, Langham has grown much bigger than just All Souls or even the Anglican Church, it is now a global family. That's God's doing, but it's been done through that initial vision that John Stott had. But I'm also very encouraged for a number of other reasons that I wanted to share with you just before turning to the scriptures briefly, is that I've had three quite recent experiences which have a certain personal connection and have meant a lot to me. One is that this last weekend, precisely this time last week, I was in Romania. Now, 10 years ago, approximately, and Purush remembers this very well, I can't remember exactly the year, but it was about 10 years ago, we held a consultation in Bucharest in dark winter months over there, which was very depressing because at that time, as Parush just said, there was a scholar who had completed his PhD and couldn't get a job in the seminary. There was nothing for him, had to go to the States, and he was not the only one. Others didn't go to the States, but there were several who were unable to find employment in evangelical seminaries and were really struggling with their families. And the whole thing seemed so depressing that, in fact, we were on the point of saying we shouldn't be taking any more scholar applicants from Romania, because if the ones we've already done can't get jobs, what's the point of having any more? Well, I was in Romania last weekend, and I'm pleased to say that there I was giving lectures in a master's program in public theology, which we heard about, with a group of 14 first-year students in a doctoral program, a doctorate in evangelical theology, in the State University of Arad, which is in western Romania, where the vice-chancellor of the university, the rector, is a very fine woman. She herself is Orthodox Christian, but she's welcoming to the evangelical community. She sees the quality of their work, their diligence, how these lecturers are so there and emphatic for their students. And so here we are with public theology being taught in a state university, and this is with Corneliu Constantinianu, who is gathering around him to help support that program as supervisors, particularly for the doctorates, other Langham scholars from other parts of Eastern Europe, including some Romanians who had been abroad who have now returned, reversing that trend. He told me that back then when we had that consultation, there were no evangelical seminaries in the country with state accreditation. He said today there are five seminaries, evangelical, state accredited, and three of them have got Langham scholars teaching in them. The Langham preaching movement in Romania, I remember being involved with that a few years ago. It celebrated its 10th year anniversary last year, and they have four regional hubs and 25 preaching clubs. And he, Corneliu, and his colleagues are in the process of masterminding a Central and Eastern European Bible commentary. Not just a translation of the Slavic one or of the Central Asian, but one specifically for that region of Europe. And they're well on the way to doing that. And getting that, they hope it'll be done in a few more years. So that was one big encouragement just last year to see that. And then received a report in our inbox from Banks Islands. Now, I'm not embarrassed people by saying, hands up, who knows where the Banks Islands are. Banks and Torres Islands are the tiny little islands of northern Vanuatu. Is that any better? Vanuatu used to be the New Hebrides. It's in the South Pacific, way off, far off the coast of Australia. There are a little group of islands up there. They're more or less volcanoes, really. It's a population of only about 9,000 people. But 10 years ago, we launched Langham Preaching in Vanuatu, in the big island, launched through the sponsorship of Langham Partnership Australia. It's now well established, it's running right throughout the country, and they decided they wanted to take this preaching seminar movement to these far northern islands where, you know, hardly anybody lives, about 9,000 people. They got 55 participants, most of them pastors, and they that already established six preaching clubs in those four islands in northern Vanuatu. And to me, this is just amazing. You know, you can hardly see it on the map of the world, and yet there they are, Langham Preaching, reaching out to a remote place like that. and doing that work after the years. It's 10 years ago that I was involved in the first Langham preaching program in Vanuatu. And finally, its connection with this church. And thank you to any sort of All Souls Church members who have come, because we certainly encouraged our folks here to come. This is our home church. And most of you know Mary Curry. Everybody at All Souls knows Mary. She was church warden for years, and she has regularly gone to different parts of the world to visit All Souls mission partners. So she goes to Central Asia, she goes to Latin America, and this week, right now, she's in Liberia, and she's visiting All Souls mission partners in Liberia. But Liz and I happened to have lunch with Mary the week before last, and she said she was doing this, and she says, is there any Langham preaching in Liberia that I could, you know, connect with? And I said, yes, there is. In fact, there's almost nowhere you can go in the world where you couldn't connect with Langham in some way. And so I got an email from her just a couple of days ago saying that she'd had a meeting with Matthew Gonkawan, who is the national movement coordinator for Liberia, Mary had met him. They'd had mutual encouraging times. He emailed and said how good this was, the connection with All Souls, with Mary being there, and so on. So in so many ways, from the big, like Romania, to the small personal contact like Mary and Matthew, so many things are going on that are encouraging.